bridle reins.
Uh-huh. And your feet are in the
stirrups.
And say if you got rid of all the brush and trees on your land, you'd say you
was clearing it.
Okay. And when you cut the hay off a piece of land and then enough grows back so you can cut it again that same year, what would you call that?
The recut, the second cut, I got another cutting off of it.
What would you call that old dry dead grass that's left over in the spring?
I don't know.
And you'd say wheat is tied up into a...
the bundles.
And then they're piled up into a...
I don't know.
We're talking about how much wheat you've got to an acre. You might say we raised 40...
bushels.
Okay. And what do you have to do with oats to separate the grain from the rest of it?
Well, we combine it with machinery.
Uh-huh. What about a long time ago?
Well, they would chaff it up, throw it up into the wind to separate it, beat it.
Mm-hmm. And the noise that a calf makes when it's being weaned.
It's blatant.
Okay. What about the noise that a cow makes when her calf's taken away?
It's lowing.
Is that the, when her calf's taken away?
A bellowing, a lowering.
Okay. And the gentle noise that a horse makes?
I reckon it'd be a whinny.
Okay. And how do you call cows to get them in out of the pasture? Would you do that?
What do you mean? Suka, suk, suk, suk.
Okay. What about to make them stand still so you can milk them?
Well, you usually butt them up in the thigh with your head and holler saw there, saw cow.
Okay. Do you hit them on the leg or what about to make them back their leg?
Well, that's when you push your head right in their thigh to make them back their leg, or maybe you hit them on the ankle.
Uh-huh. Do you tell them anything or?
Back your leg.
Okay. How do you call a calf?
It's a calf, it's a calf.
What about a, what do you say to a mule or horse to make them go left and right?
G and haw. G's to the right and haw's to the left.
Okay. How do you get them in out of the pasture?
You just whistle for them.
Okay. What do you say to a horse to get him started?
Get up hard.
Okay. Would you say the same thing depending on if he's standing still and you want him moving or if he's already moving and you want him to go faster?
Well, if he's standing still and you want, no, I don't know. Just get up or just hit him. I don't know.
Mm-hmm. What about to stop him?
Just say whoa.
And to make him back into a buggy?
Back up or haul there or I don't know. Seemed like we used to use something, but I don't forget.
Mm-hmm. Do you ever hike up?
Yeah, hike up. Yeah.
And how do you call hogs?
It's piggy, 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 woo, piggy.
Okay. You said you didn't have sheep. Did you ever hear anybody call sheep?
Mm-mm.
What about chickens?
It's chick, 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 chicky.
Okay. And if you wanted to get the horses ready to go somewhere, you'd say, I want to, what, the horses?
I gotta gear them up, or saddle them up.
Okay, or I have to put the, what on?
Harness on them.
Hmm?
Harness is a workhorse, is what you put on a workhorse, is harness.
Okay. And